Time and Eternity. A Biblical Study, Chapter 6, by G.T. Stevenson, Ha'olam, Olamim and Ha'olamim. The question of whether Olam in OT times ever represented a concept of an age or period of time possessing some distinctive characteristics and therefore recognizable as separate in some sense from another age or ages, has some importance in this attempt to discover the meaning of the above terms. During the composition of the OT in modern times, we commonly speak of single quote THE Stone Age, single quote THE Scientific Age, single quote THE Age of Reason, and so on, without envisaging any exact limiting date lines. The beginning and end are obscure, but nevertheless the use of the definite article and some qualifying adjective or phrase indicates the existence of the idea of a recognizable period in some way individualistic. Such periods often overlap, and many complex factors are involved, so precise limits cannot be determined. Also, when we use the term age figuratively and hyperbolically, we omit the definite article. For example, single quote she takes an age or ages to choose a frock. The relatively long time, and the uncertainty of the moment of conclusion of the project correspond, as we have seen, with the majority of the OT cases of the use of olam. While it is common knowledge that the Hebrew of OT times showed little regard for the sort of logical systematic thought patterns for which Greek philosophers are noted, it seems both rational and psychologically sound to expect that if the concept of an age existed, and did not mean the whole time, there would also accompany it, not only the plural form of the word but also the concept of a plurality of ages. The two ideas are necessarily related and supplementary. The one cannot exist without the other, and the use of one presupposes the existence of the other. The argument might be set out thus. Unless an age means all the time, that is, if it means a part of time, there must be another part or parts. Hence the existence of an age necessitates a plurality. B. Normally a plural for which a singular exists presupposes the existence of single individual entities. There cannot be more than one of an entity of which there do not exist separate ones. Therefore we present in this chapter a list of the occurrences of the term single quote THE olam, olam repeated and olamim in the OT, and the following questions should be kept in mind as the passages are considered. Can we establish the period in which single quote THE olam appeared in writing? B. Does its usage, the way it is used, indicate the nature of the concept it represented? C. Is the emergence of the olam in any way contemporaneous with the earliest cases of the plural and or with olam repeated? Ha'olam olam repeated olamim. The olam from olam to olam plural. I. 16, 36, 2, 17, 14, 29, 10, I. Kings 8:13.
P.S.A. 2:8, 9. P.S.A. 41, 13. P.S.A. 6:1, 4, 41, 13, 2, 77, 5, 106, 48,103, 17, 77, 7, 133, 3,146, 48,145, 13. Eccles 3, 11 J.E.R. 7, 7 Eccles 1, 10. J.E.R. 2, 8, 8, 25, 5 I.S.A. 2, 6, 4. N.E.H. 9, 5 N.E.H. 9, 5, 45, 17. Dan. 1, 2, 7 Dan. 7, 18, and B. Joel 2, 251, 9. Dan. 2, 4, 924. Since dating of OT books can be no more than approximation, no precise conclusions can be drawn from these lists. The following notes are suggestive only. Chronicles is now generally regarded as a late compilation. It is placed first on the list because in it all three terms appear. From this we may infer that by the time of its editing into the form we have, the olam and the plural olamim were being used concurrently. In IKI.8, 13. Alamim is used in Solomon's prayer at the temple dedication. If these words are those actually used by him, that will show that the plural was then in use. It is likely that many psalms should be dated earlier than this. Psalms 41 is commonly attributed to David. Both single quote tholeim and olam repeated occur in verse 13. The fact that all three expressions appear a number of times in the Psalms suggests that in answer to question A, can we establish the time when single quote tholeim appeared in writing? We may tentatively reply, single quote yes, broadly speaking in the days of the undivided kingdom. The fact that in PSA.41.13 we have from the olam to the olam, which implies two periods and hence plurality, supports the view that single quote tholeim and olamim, if not contemporary in emergence, at least were linked in usage. Since the expression here, as is common with most cases of single quote tholeim, is liturgic, it probably does not justify any specific statement respecting the idea behind the term. For example, it gives no indication of any idea of a beginning or an end, nor any characteristic features. This obscurity or indefiniteness is not to be equated with eternity. Non-clarity is not equivalent to endlessness. To our second question, B, does the way single quote tholeim is used indicate the nature of the concept it represented? The answer must be, no. It is not at all clear. To the third question, C, is the emergence of single quote tholeim in any way contemporaneous with the earliest cases of the plural, or of olam, repeated? The answer must be, single quote yes. These terms appear in the same books or those usually ascribed to the same period. In this regard, we repeat, it is important to keep in mind that the element of obscurity regarding a concept of time does not at all justify the introduction of endlessness when time periods are indefinite. In such cases, the imposing of post-biblical or philosophic concepts upon the text instead of admitting that we do not know, is worse than useless. It impedes the progress of the search for the truth. The synoptic lists above suggest that the development of the use of olam in the sense of a period of time similar to that covered by an and accompanied by the use of the plural olamim aroused during the existence of Israel as a united nation somewhere about 1000 BC, return to main index page,